WKGC, your local public radio station. This is The Mix. It's a Monday morning. I'm Tori Shea, sitting in the hot seat, just joined by producer Brandon, who I'm not sure if he was napping in the bathroom.
No.
Your hair looks like you were napping.
Earlier this morning I was.
That's sleeping.
Well, I wasn't when I came in, though. That was emergency, so.
Okay. All right. Everything okay now?
All good.
It's just one of those Monday morning things.
It's a Monday.
I know. Just me and Brandon this morning, but we've got a lineup of great guests for you starting tomorrow with Steve Huff. He's going to talk about Florida Fair and Open Primaries, an organization that wishes we could all vote for candidates from any party, regardless of where we're registered. But it's not a bad idea to consider. So tomorrow we'll hear what he's got to say about that. On Wednesday, Tyndall Air Force Base is going to come and talk about their Air Force ball.
Ooh.
Have you ever been to an Air Force ball? Have you ever been?
Sadly, but I've had friends that
That have. It's I guess quite an event. I've never been invited either.
I've got a friend whose dad was in the Air Force, and she went every year whenever that happened. So
yes, and then Thursday, some folks from Gulf Coast State College, Corporate College, Kat Hooks and Laura Herder that run the show over there at Corporate College, is going to talk to us about some of the classes they have for the community. You know, you can learn all kinds of stuff here. You don't have to be going for a degree.
And then, of course, Education Encore, too.
That's right. For adults, any adults that want to, pick up a hobby or just keep learning. Keep that brain active.
Definitely.
So it's a good thing, right? Well, we're going to come back. We've got some music news. I'm going to catch you up with what's happening in the music industry. And I have a feeling Brandon has a date in history for us a little later on in the show.
Just a little bit.
Just a little one.
Just a tad.
Okay. This is The Mix, 90.7 FM, your local public radio station. WKGC, your local public radio station. Good morning. This is The Mix, REO Speedwagon, and Can't Fight This Feeling. We've got a little bit of music news today. I get you caught up from last week, as well as a couple of things from this week. We've got a lot of new releases coming out. Cher plans to release an album of ABBA covers.
What?
Where did she get that idea? And is it a good one?
Maybe.
Okay.
Depends on how she covers the songs, is what I'm going to say.
Sade is also working on a new album after a gap of 8 years. She hasn't put anything out for quite some time, but she is now in a studio working on a full-length album with her longtime collaborator, Stuart Mathewman. Also, Joan Baez has added some dates to her farewell tour, so if you haven't seen Joan, this is your last chance. She has added North American dates, and she will play the Southeast, Atlanta, and Birmingham in April of 2019. So you've got plenty of time to get that on the calendar.
Okay. let me just put this in.
Yeah, go ahead and put that in your iPhone 5S. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just outed you on your old iPhone.
My outdated iPhone over here.
Also, Mariah Carey is working on new music, too. Some seasoned pop stars in the studio. She is doing a residency in Las Vegas, and that kind of spawned her to want to do new material now. So she's back in with her old producer, as well as Rihanna. Rihanna's got two projects going right now, a dancehall album and a new pop album.
A dancehall album?
Yes, Rihanna is exploring her Caribbean roots.
Huh.
Yes. Faith Evans is now married. They did a quick Las Vegas ceremony.
Ooh.
She is now married to Stevie J, and they filed that marriage license in Vegas, and they've officially been married. I guess it was kind of a closed ceremony in a hotel room or something.
Or maybe just a quick thing in a casino.
Yeah, in the casino. Well, I mean, would you do your wedding like that, Brandon?
Well, no, I'm kind of a romantic. I kind of like the ceremony.
A little bit of a ceremony. Something.
Something, yeah.
Something, yeah.
Either way, congratulations.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Thanks for turning that around. And here's the funniest one I had. You had to wait till last. Taylor Swift and Jennifer Hudson are two of the stars that have been cast in an upcoming movie version of Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical Cats.
Oh, I've seen
Taylor Swift is going to be in Cats. It's unclear which roles that Taylor Swift will play, but Jennifer Hudson is going to play Grisabella.
People are like, why is Taylor Swift going to be in Cats? I'm like, I don't know. It might be a good idea.
Yeah, who knows? She may have always loved Broadway, and she can do country. She can do pop. Why not Broadway?
Why not? And it'll bring Broadway to more people, too.
There you go. This is The Mix. We've got a vinyl play upcoming and This Day in History by producer Brandon. It's on 90.7 FM and HD. WKGC, your local public radio station. There's Michael Jackson with the chart topper and Billie Jean. We can't help but dance to that one. This is The Mix on 90.7 FM and HD. Even producer Brandon bopping at this hour in the morning.
It's a good way to start a Monday.
It is. Well, we want to thank our sponsor, Sweet Bay. Our programming today on 90.7 WKGC is sponsored in part by Sweet Bay. Sweet Bay is a bayfront village in Panama City that features parks, walking trails to the water, a future town center, and more. Information about Sweet Bay can be found online at sweetbayfl.com or 844-35-SWEET. There was a great concert out there this weekend, too. Panama City Pops played, and David Ott came to visit us last week. Saturday night's concert, they say, was one of the biggest crowds that Sweet Bay has had for their summer concert series.
I wish I could have gone. I was busy moving all Saturday night.
You were moving to your new house, and there's a lot of folks at Sweet Bay moving in their new houses.
Gonna be some new kids on the block.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brandon. He's giving you a hint to my vinyl play. Well, it's not a hint. It's kind of a it's a spoiler. Yeah. It's a spoiler. That brings us to our vinyl play of the day. We go back to 1990, and this went to number one. Both the album went multi-platinum and the track went to number one in the U.S. and the U.K. This is the boy band who had a Saturday morning cartoon.
What?
Had a Saturday morning cartoon at their peak.
No.
Yes, they did.
What?
I mean, there were posters and pillowcases, dolls. I mean, they really did some merchandising. But New Kids on the Block, a very popular boy band in the late 80s, and this album from 1990, the title track, Step by Step. It's our vinyl play of the day on 90.7 FM and HD.
Step by step, ooh baby, gonna get to you, girl. Step by step.
Step by step.
WKGC, there's our vinyl play of the day on The Mix on 90.7 FM and HD. New Kids on the Block, their number one hit from 1990, Step by Step.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the whole Saturday.
They really had
cartoon.
A Saturday morning cartoon where they were cartoonized. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's the brothers, Jordan and Jonathan Knight, Joey McIntyre, Donnie Wahlberg, and Danny Wood. That is the five members of New Kids on the Block. So our vinyl play of the day happens every morning on The Mix, and we're probably the only station that even has a turntable hooked up.
At least in our area we are.
That's true. And, you know, the DOT had some new traffic alerts, places they're doing construction now that 4th of July is over.
Oh.
They're kind of getting down on those projects. Tyndall Parkway still being resurfaced from east of Transmitter to US 98. That's an old one, but it's still going on, and it's going to go on until like the end of 2019. So get used to that one. New one, State Road 77, Bailey Bridge over to North Bay, both north and southbound lane closures during the day, today and for the rest of the week. So workday hours, you're going to want to avoid that if you can. I mean, that's really the only bridge over there, but maybe you don't have to. I mean, maybe you don't have to run that errand this week. From State Road 79 from US 98 to the West Bay Bridge, that's also a new one where you're going to experience minor traffic delays starting tomorrow, but they are the overnight closures. They're doing a lot of roadway testing right now, the DOT is, and I'm going to see if our friend Ian Satter wants to come in and explain a little bit more about what they're testing. Another testing spot where you're going to experience minor traffic delays, State Road 70 from State Road 77 all the way to 231. These are places we go every day, Brandon. This is important. Are taking notes?
Yep.
Okay. Minor traffic delays, that starts Wednesday on State Road 20, and that'll be 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. again during the day. So you will want to look out for workers. More testing all the way, a number of spots along US 98.
Maybe a good week to pack a lunch.
Yeah, it is. That is a great idea, Brandon. Not only save money, but avoid these traffic delays because they're happening during the day. It's not construction. They're doing testing. So US 98, here are the spots. Front Beach to north of Arnold Road. Mandy Lane to east of Nautilus Street, and then from the Walton County line all the way to Heather Drive. So if you're on Panama City Beach,
I got to go through PCB this weekend.
Yeah, so the DOT is very active this week, and so are the state troopers. Their campaign to get speeders is on until July 30th. So it's
be careful.
The bottom line here on both things is slow down because there's workers. Slow down because there's a speeding campaign.
Slow down. You're not going to be that late.
No.
Most of the time you're going to end up more late if you try to speed.
Yeah, it's not worth it. And I won't tell on you for being late this morning. What do you have for us? What happened this day in history, Brandon?
Some scandals and some
Ooh.
Other things going on. The big one, 1984, for the first time in the pageant's history, 21-year-old Vanessa Williams gave up her Miss America title after a magazine announced plans to publish nude photos of her in September.
Oh my.
So she originally made history that September before, when she became the first African-American woman to win the crown. When she gave it up, Suzette Charles, the first runner-up that was also African-American, assumed Williams' TR for the remaining 2 months.
Huh.
Well, Vanessa Williams went on to...
If someone asks you to pose for nude pictures,
don't
do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Never do it. Vanessa Williams rebounded from that scandal, though, and went on to have a successful
career. She sure did. She's a lovely lady.
Also this day, actually got to pull it up. I have it in another tab. Some big things in movie and Hollywood history, as it is the first time that, according to the New York Times, during this whole thing that was going on. It was the first time a film director faced criminal charges for events that occurred while making a movie.
Oh, I remember. What movie was that?
It was Twilight Zone, the movie.
That's right. And some hands and some actors died on the set.
Three actors, including two child actors, died on the set. What happened was they were filming a battle scene for a Vietnam War scene in the film, in which the three actors were to be running from a pursuing helicopter. Well, I guess something went wrong with the special effects explosion.
Oh, no.
Because when the special effect explosions went off, the pilot of the low-flying craft lost control and crashed into the three.
Oh, no.
The accident took place on the film's last scheduled day of shooting as well, which doesn't add anything better to it.
That's too bad. And so that was the first time someone producing a movie had been had gotten criminal charges for they found him actually negligent in that situation, I guess.
Well, the co-director and four other men working on the film, including the special effects coordinator and the pilot, were charged with involuntary manslaughter. Basically, the defense said that it was an accident that could not have been predicted, while the prosecution claimed that the crew had been reckless and violated laws regarding child actors. Following the 10-month trial, this went on for almost a year, a jury acquitted all five defendants, but the families of the three still filed lawsuits against Landis, Warner Brothers, and co-director and producer Steven Spielberg that were settled for undisclosed amounts.
Well, that is This Day in History. Thank you for bringing us that, producer Brandon. This is The Mix on 90.7 FM. One note, there's a big public meeting here at Gulf Coast State College coming up tomorrow evening. The DOT is going to be on the Southport campus talking about widening State Road 388, which would help.
Oh.
I knew you're not too far away from State Road 388, and they're going to do from east of Burnt Mill Creek to State Road 77.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So that's a big stretch, that public meeting, this evening from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on the North Bay campus. For more information, check out the DOT's Facebook page. They're at MyFDOTNWFL on Facebook. Here's Weezer on 90.7 FM and HD. Have a great morning.